Now we'll bring our attention to the breath just momentarily, noticing the in-breath and the out-breath, and paying attention to whatever sensation it is in your body that lets you know that you're breathing. Maybe sensations of movement, pressure, and breathing in and breathing out, and bringing the mind back to the breath from any distraction you might have noticed. If you hear a sound, just notice hearing, and don't get involved with what the sound's about or attach any meaning or recognition to that sound. Just notice the process, hearing. When the outside world touches us, our bodily sensitivities record that touch and let the mind know. So when the sound waves touch the ear, the mind knows immediately. You don't have to try and hear. Hearing happens. It's a process. It's a process of the body and mind coming together. Hearing. We stay at that bare awareness. If a thought comes up, just notice that the process is thinking, and come back to the breath. With any distraction, it's not wrong to be distracted. Just notice the distraction and come back to the breath. Hearing, thinking, just a light label, and come back to the breath. Rising, falling. In breath, out breath. Rising, falling. And as your mind is able to stay on the breath, take an interest in the breath. And notice its qualities. Is it a shallow, short breath? Is it a deep, long breath? Is it somewhere in between short and long? Is there a temperature change at the nostril as the air goes in and out? Is there movement of the chest or the belly? Paying interested attention to the qualities of the breath. Rising, falling. If your attention stays on the breath for two or three breaths, you're doing well. Rising, falling, in breath, out breath. Noticing the qualities of the breath, long or short, deep or shallow. Noticing movement, pressure, temperature, is there any flow or cohesion or stickiness? Any feelings of fluid or liquid in the breath? The airflow of pressure and pushing, tightness and relaxing. Where can you feel temperature, coolness or warmth? Movement of the air. Expanding your attention to notice the whole breath from the nostril down the throat into the bottom of the chest and then out again. Using an expanded attention to notice the whole breath. The expanding and rising of the stomach and chest until the pressure is strong, and then the collapsing down, the relaxing of that pressure, the movement of the air as it moves out. Noticing the whole breath from the nostril to the belly. Noticing any small movement of the shoulders or arms. Movement of the air currents through the sinuses and cavities of the nose and throat. The expanding of the chest forwards and backwards and sidewards under the arms. The pushing down of the diaphragm, pushing the stomach out. Expanding the attention to notice more and more of the body. From the top of your head to your knees. Breathing the whole body. Each breath, breathing the whole body. And the breath coming in, oxygenating the blood. The blood spreading out through your whole body. Seeing that breath moving through your whole body, through the blood into your fingers and toes, experiencing the whole body as a whole. And then training. Breathing in, tranquilizing the whole body. Breathing out, tranquilizing the whole body. As you breathe out, all the tension breathes out with you. And you breathe in relaxation, softness. A softness comes in with the breath. And you breathe out, all relaxed. Breathing out any tension. Breathing in soft flow. Breathing out any tightness or tension. Relaxing the whole body, tranquilizing the whole body with the breath. Each breath tranquilizing the body. Softer, softer. Each breath blowing softness into the body. Breathing in softness, breathing out, each breath tranquilizing the whole body, feeling the whole body relax. One trains thus, breathing in, tranquilizing the whole body, breathing out, tranquilizing the whole body. Feeling the breath calming, relaxing, and tranquilizing the whole body. Breath coming into the chest softly, softly. And the relaxation and tranquility radiating out from the chest. Soft, soft. The chest soft. The arms are soft. The neck and shoulders are soft. Face is soft. Breathing in, tranquilizing the whole body. Breathing out, tranquilizing the whole body. Belly soft. The legs are soft. The knees are soft. Ankles are soft. Tranquilizing the whole body. Having a wide field of view where you can see both the breath and the body at the same time. And if a thought arises, being able to keep the breath in view, still noticing the breath, name the thought, thinking, and let it go, keeping the breath in view, keeping the whole body in view, like the scenery in a play. Sometimes a thought might wander across the stage, but the whole body is still there. You bring your attention back to the whole body. Sometimes a sound wanders across the stage and captures your attention for a moment, but you just notice hearing. While keeping the breath in view, keeping the whole stage of the body in view, staying continually mindful on that body, breathing in, tranquilizing the whole body, breathing out, tranquilizing the whole body, keeping the body and the breath in view, foreground, background. The body is the stage on which everything else plays out. Keeping the breath and the body in view, place in center stage someone you care about, someone you love. And breathe in kindness. Wrap that person in a nimbus, a cloud, a glow of love and kindness and well-wishing. See them happy, safe, healthy. May my loved one be well and happy. Feeling the truth of that statement come up in your heart as you see your loved one surrounding your love, shining with happiness and good health. Feel that feeling of kindness towards that person that comes up so naturally. May they be happy. How happy it makes me feel when they're happy. What gladness fills me when things go well for them. Seeing their face shining, happy, healthy, joyful. Things going well for them, good fortune coming to them. See them safe from danger. Imagine them surrounded by a protective aura of love and kindness. And feel the happy feeling to see them safe, happy, accomplished, well. Bringing the wish, may they be well. May they be happy. May they be free from suffering, free from danger. May they rejoice in their accomplishments, taking care of themselves easily, happily, joyfully. May they accept challenges and difficulties with tranquility and equanimity, able to face the challenges and difficulties of life with peace and calm. feeling that really good feeling of happiness when you see them happy and well. Realize that they will be happy when you're happy and well. May my happiness bring happiness and joy to the people around me. See yourself happy, joyful, safe. Imagine yourself glowing with happiness and good health, smiling, benevolent, kind. And see how that happiness shining out from you makes the people around you happy. How your happiness touches the lives of others and makes them happy and feel good. May my heart be filled with kindness. May I be well and happy. May I take care of myself with compassion and care. May my happiness benefit me and those around me. Imagine yourself well, healthy. May I be well and healthy, fit and strong. May my wellness and health be a benefit to me and all of those around me. May I take care of myself with kindness and compassion. May I rejoice in my accomplishments. May I rejoice in my good deeds, my moral virtue. May my virtue be a joy to me. May I remember with happiness and joy my moral virtue, my goodness, my kindness. May it support me through times of difficulty and challenge to remember that inherently I'm a good person and I've done many good things. May I have joy from my goodness. May I accept my limitations and mistakes with kindness and compassion. May I forgive myself for my mistakes with kindness and compassion. Wishing, may I be well and happy. May I be free from danger and enemies. May I be free from suffering. May I rejoice in my accomplishments and forgive myself for my mistakes. May I be able to face the challenges and difficulties of life with equanimity and peace in my heart, without reactivity just seeing the difficulty as a difficulty and doing what is needful. May my heart and mind be full of kindness. May the kindness in my heart inform my thinking. May I think kind thoughts about myself. May I refrain from thinking harsh and unkind words about myself. If I would not speak about someone else like that, why would I speak about to myself in that way? May I think kindly of myself and make the effort to notice my good deeds, pay attention to my good qualities, and remember my good deeds and qualities. May I think kind thoughts about other people. May I make the effort to notice their good deeds and good qualities. May I overlook and forgive their mistakes, and with intention, compassion and kindness, notice their good deeds and good qualities. May I think kindly about other people. May the kindness in my heart inform and motivate my words, so that my words are spoken from a place of kindness and compassion. May I speak kindly to all beings. May I speak with compassion, gentleness, truth, and timeliness to all people. May the kindness in my heart inform my actions towards myself. May I treat myself with kindness, compassion, doing those things for myself that are in my own best interest, refraining from doing those things to and for myself that are not in my best interest. May I act towards myself with kindness and restraint. May the kindness in my heart inform my actions towards other people. May I act in ways that are kind, compassionate, and restrained. May I refrain from acting in ways that are not beneficial to myself or others. May all beings be well and happy. May I hold that thought in my heart mind whenever I think, speak, or act. May I be well and happy. May all beings be well and happy. May I rejoice in the good fortune of others and celebrate their accomplishments, successes. May I forgive the mistakes of others, thinking, No one's perfect. As I should wish to be forgiven, so too should I forgive others, refraining from harsh judgment, refraining from judging myself or from judging other people. May I respond from a place of kindness, compassion, and serenity when things are difficult, challenging, problematic. May I be able to respond calmly, tranquilly to problems and difficulties, challenges. Wishing, may all beings be well and happy, free from suffering, free from hostility or ill will.